Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. After Robin Hood Radio broke the story on Saturday and Sunday with video of overcrowding and dangerous conditions at the Great Falls and Falls Village, on Monday, First Light Power announced the Falls Village Recreation Area is closed. First Light Power spokesman Len Green sent a letter out Monday to Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which issued the federal license to operate the hydroelectric facility on the grounds owned by the power company, regarding their decision. Quote, "It informs our intention to temporarily close the Falls Village Recreation Area at the request of the towns for public safety reasons," end quote. Green went on to say, "We have no intention of reopening it this season. There were multiple issues involved, including a lack of parking, trash, safety, and COVID-19 issues involving crowds," end quote. Salisbury's First Selectman Curtis Rand and Falls Village First Selectman Henry Todd also said the overflow of vehicles into no parking areas, noise, trash, and public safety hazard prompted their request for that closing. Taking a look at meetings coming up this week in our area. Coming up tonight, the Reopening School Advisory Committee in Region 1 has a meeting at 4:30 till 6 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting. That Zoom information is at the Region 1 website. In Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands Water Course Commission meets at 7. At 7:30, the Board of Selectmen tonight, also via Zoom. The Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Wednesday at 5:30 at Town Hall. Coming up on Thursday in Cornwall at 10:30 in the morning, the Cornwall Conservation Commission will meet. That is via Zoom. The Ashley Falls Historic District Commission will hold a public hearing on Thursday at 5 p.m. on the Village Green office at the post office in Ashley Falls. Social distancing rules will apply. There's limited seating, so if you wish to sit, please bring a chair. In the event of inclement weather, the hearing will be held as a virtual meeting. That information can be found at the Town of Sheffield website. Kent Park and Recreation 2020 Summer Drive-In Concert Series, co-sponsored by the Kent Land Trust, will feature Thursday evening concerts from 6:30 till 8 p.m. Coming up this Thursday, it is Wanda Houston and HBH, Rhythm, Blues, Jazz, and Soul. Find out more about that at wandaworld.biz. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Northeast Town Board is meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. Coming up on Friday, there's a Tri-State Food Drive. Help support your neighbors in need, the Corner Food Pantry. You're asked to donate non-perishable foods and household supplies to support the increased demand on the Corner Food Pantry, which serves the entire Tri-State region. Pet supplies will also be donated to the Little Guild Animal Shelter. This is being held Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Salisbury Bank on Bissell Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, in the parking lot. More information at limerock.com/Tri-State Food Drive. In order to follow CDC guidelines, please place your donations in your trunk, pull up to the drop-off site in the bank's parking lot. Volunteers wearing masks and gloves will remove your donations from your trunk while you remain in your car. Please place financial donations in an envelope, make checks out to charity, and place your contribution in the marked box at the drop-off site. Once again, this is being put on by Lime Rock Catering, Salisbury Bank, and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Salisbury Bank. More information, limerock.com/Tri-State Food Drive. An online Firefly program will take place on July 10th. Discover the amazing world of fireflies. Join Audubon Fantastic Fireflies, a special online program presented by Greenwich Audubon Director, on Friday from 8 till 9 p.m. The Audubon Centers in Greenwich, Sharon, Southbury, Connecticut may be closed for on-site in-person events, but they offer this online version of this popular annual event. The program fee, several ticket levels are available. Pre-registration is required. You can register at greenwich.audubon.org/events/fantastic-fireflies. Upon registering, participants will receive a link and password to access the event. More information, sharon.audubon.org. Coming up on the 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Cornwall Association has their monthly meeting. the union. Women's Support Services holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. To be a program volunteer with WSS, you're required to complete 20 hours of training in order to become a certified domestic violence counselor. The certification protects both you and clients under their confidentiality policy. Training consists of 8 total sessions with policy, and also a combination of 2 socially distant outside meetings with the option to participate from home via video chat, 6 Zoom lectures, and homework consisting of readings and videos. Trainings will take place Monday and Thursday evenings with 1 Wednesday, running from July 13th through August 13th. More information or to sign up, contact Women's Support Services Volunteer Coordinator Deanna Berry at dberry@wssdv.org. In Columbia County, the Department of Health Mobile Testing Clinic has scheduled walk-up clinic schedules. The first one going on today at 11 o'clock, a walk-up clinic, the sidewalk in front of John L. Edwards in Hudson. And coming up on the 21st from 9 to 11 in front of John L. Edwards Hudson. And July 28th from 9 to 11, a walk-up clinic at the sidewalk in front of John L. Edwards in Hudson. They'll be limiting the walk-up clinics to 50 tests each. They recommend anybody who would like to be tested to get to the clinic as early as possible to ensure secure one of the 50 tests. Pre-registration will not be necessary for walk-up clinics. The drive-through schedule, July 12th, a drive-through clinic at 325 Columbia Street in Hudson from 9 till noon. Pre-registration is required. A link is available on the Columbia County website. August 9th and 12th, the drive-through clinic at Ichabod Crane High School in Valencia. Pre-registration is required for that. The link is available at the Columbia County website. They will have the capability to accommodate 100 tests. Pre-registration is required for the 2 drive-through clinics using the links that are provided by the county. Please be sure to bring a form of photo ID. Masks are required for entry and other rules as well. The Connecticut Coronavirus Recovery Phase 3 is set for mid-July, according to the state, but a specific date has not yet been announced. Phase 3 would happen about 4 weeks after Phase 2, and it would include the opening of indoor private gatherings to 50 people, outdoor private gatherings, including graduations, to 250 people, outdoor organized gatherings, fireworks, concerts at Municipal Park, 15 feet of space blanket to blanket, no cap. Event organizers are responsible for compliance with the guidance. Outdoor event venues like amphitheaters, racetracks, 50% of fire capacity, and distancing. Bars were initially included in Phase 3, but Governor Lamont announced at the end of June he was reconsidering that decision after seeing surges of cases in other states. Bars may no longer be on tap for Phase 3 of the reopening plan. The Reopening Connecticut Advisory Group and Governor Lamont said they'll continue to monitor several risk factors as the state continues to phases, including a surge of outbreaks, testing statutes, contact tracing, PPE supplies, and more. On the good news side, Connecticut's lake compounds reopened to the public yesterday. It reopened to pass holders on July 1st, but Monday was the first opportunity to get inside for the general public. Families will notice a few changes at the park due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which park officials announced last month. Guests will have to follow social distancing guidelines, wear face coverings, and get a temperature check at the entrance. Families will also have to register for the date they want before they visit. Employees will also be sanitizing throughout the day. More information is available at lakecompounds.com. Well, for the second time within a week, a man has died in a fatal skydiving accident, this time a 41-year-old in Gardner. A 41-year-old Gardner man died in the accident Sunday afternoon, according to state police. David H. Richardson attempted a swoop landing in the area of Sky Drive, the ranch facility at 55 Sand Hill Road in Gardner. Police said he was injured when he landed at fast speed. He was airlifted to Westchester Medical Center, where he died. Stephen Neville, Troop F spokesman, said Richardson was an experienced skydiver with more than 3,000 previous jumps. Richardson was on his 6th jump of the day, and there were no previous issues with any of the other jumps. Well, coming up today from 5:30 until 7 p.m., Dutchess County will hold a virtual forum titled A Listening Town Hall, People of Color Sharing Their Experiences in Dutchess County. The forum will be co-hosted by County Executive Mark Molinaro, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights, the Northern Dutchess NAACP, and the Southern Dutchess Coalition. The event will be held via Zoom and streamed live on the county's Facebook page. If you'd like to listen and observe via Zoom, you can sign up by visiting setting, duchessny.gov/listeningtownhall. In a landmark agreement, New York State Electric and Gas has sought to cap their natural gas use in the first-of-a-kind agreement, Rochester Gas and Electric and New York State Electric and Gas, to work towards zero growth in natural gas sales over the next 3 years and will cancel plans for two new pipelines and other new gas infrastructure. Instead, the utilities which serve the Finger Lakes and Southern Tier regions will push energy efficiently and environmentally friendly ways to heat and cool homes. A fight in Hudson ended with a pepper spraying and some arrests. Bill Williams from Columbia Green Media reports a fight in Hudson Sunday morning was brought to an end when police used pepper spray on two men. The two men, identified as Ismael Robinson of Hudson and Keith Johns of Newburgh, were both charged with disorderly conduct. Neither man pressed charges against the other. Police went to Hudson Terrace Apartments for a reported disturbance at about 8:42 in the morning and found the two men fighting when they arrived on the scene. Officers attempted to separate the two men, who continued to fight until officers used their pepper spray. Southern Berkshire schools are seeking volunteers to help plan for a reopening. From the Berkshire Eagle, the Southern Berkshire's Regional School District Superintendent is looking for members of the district's communities to help develop fall reopening plans for district schools. Participants in the district reopening task force should be able to commit to meeting virtually between July 9th and August 7th. The first meeting is tentatively scheduled for 5 p.m. July 9th via Zoom. The group will likely include school committee members, school nurses, administrators, teachers, support staff, counselors, parents, community members, and members of local boards of health. Task force subgroups will tackle issues such as teaching, learning, and technology, student support services, including special ed and English language learning programs, personnel, staffing, and finances, facilities, operations, and transportation, and all communications. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 459.67 to 26,287.03 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 10,433.65 and the S&P 500 at 3,179.72. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Thanks.